Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a Tuesday morning. We've got our lady in New York on the phone right now. Well, it's not the phone, is it? I keep saying phone when I do these things. It's Zoom, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed. The new age of technology, Mike.
Oh, don't. I'm getting old, Gretel. I'm getting old. I really am seriously old. I feel old. I get up, my ankles hurt and everything. It's terrible. It really is.
Oh, you know what? I'm the same and I'm 24, so, you know, it's all of us at different ages.
Well, there's no hope for any of us if you're like it as well, is it? Now,
you know, I walk up the stairs sometimes and I sound exactly like my mum. I've always had like crooky knees and I think, oh God.
Do you do that noise, that noisy thing when you bend over to pick something up? That.
Yeah, I do. Especially after a workout that I haven't done in a while and then all my muscles are hurting because I never work out enough. I know the feeling.
Well, I always think after a workout, I always think to myself, and this is supposed to be good for you, is it?
I know, it's the legs you have to commit, though. You have to do it more than once in 3 months when you decide that you've been on the sofa for 3 months because of quarantine and you think, you know, I really should be working out, and then you do it once and then you can't walk for a week. So
it's not good, is it? It's not good at all. So, Gretel, you're in New York City and you're a reporter on the scene. We're just about coming out of lockdown in the UK. And how's New York faring under this?
Very similar. So we've just entered phase one of reopening. The state of New York, most of the state of New York is in phase two, but the city itself has just entered phase one of reopening, which is great because that means I'm able to go back to work.
Yeah.
And I mean, everything in the city is very quiet still. I work in Times Square and it is still completely empty.
Oh, really?
But the people that are there are all wearing masks. That's like the legal requirement now, that we have to wear masks when we're in enclosed spaces or on the subway or going into stores, things like that. And everyone's doing their bit. And the subways are the most clean that I have ever seen them.
Really? So, that's because nobody's been there. That's why
it's so bizarre because obviously, I mean, it's different to the tube because the subways here are primarily like plastic seats and it's not fabric or anything.
Yeah.
So it does, it kind of goes, it's like either you can see it as that's cleaner or you can see that as it's dirtier kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they've been closing it. They've been closing the subway from like 1 a.m. till 5 a.m. every morning to clean them, which is like the first time they've done that in history. So that's a really good step that Cuomo has taken, which I think is great.
Yeah.
And pretty empty at the moment. And I think it'll slowly increase, which is a good plan.
Yeah. Well, they're just bringing in the thing over here now where you have to wear the face masks and gloves on the underground and all the rest of it. So it looks like we're almost neck and neck in this. Perhaps you're just in front of us.
I think so. I think that maybe the state of New York was a little bit earlier than all of us, but the city itself is, you know, it's definitely alongside of England. I feel like when I talk to my family and friends, we're all, you know, experiencing very similar things that, you know, now we can have like gatherings of like 10 people, things like that. So it's nothing, you know, on a major scale. And if you have a big office, they're definitely not even intending and going back until the new year,
right?
Which is kind of a smart move, you know.
How about everybody going to work? Have they started work properly yet or are they still in furlough?
We didn't have a furlough thing over here. It was the stimulus check from the government. And then a lot of people, they filed for unemployment. It was like a record. There's a record number of unemployment, people on unemployment, which is, you know, exactly what everyone needs. And they're getting what they need to get by. And I think that people will slowly start going back to work. But I don't think anyone's in a rush to go and make anyone around them unhealthy and things like that.
Yeah.
Everyone's being quite careful, which is great. And companies are really making sure that if they can make it work at home, you know, like I said, they're just going to stay at home. My friend works for WeWork and they're following the lead of Google and they're just going to have all their employees not come back until 2021, you know?
Oh, really? Oh, my word.
Yeah, really. They've set them up at home and if it works, it works. And they're just going to, you know, to make sure that they're all safe, which I think is a really great initiative.
Now, we spoke last time because you're an actress, you're doing a certain amount of your auditions on Zoom and all the rest of it. Do you think that's the way it's going to go?
I do think so. I just actually yesterday got signed with an agent and that was
really?
All through Zoom.
Oh, fantastic.
So, really pleased. That's the same kind of thing. It was a self-tape submission that you send in the video and then you know, if you get through to the second round and then you have the Skype or the Zoom call with the casting office, you know, directors or the agents themselves. And so I think it's really good that we're able to do that from home and we don't have to, you know, because that's strangers then. If you're going into an audition that's a, you know, waiting in a room with a lot of people It's probably not a well-ventilated room and things like that, so it definitely would be a coronavirus centre, I think. And along the lines of jobs and things, my film has set their shooting dates for July 11th, so we're set to start then. Obviously, if anything changes with the coronavirus, we would reschedule, but it's just nice to know that that's in the frame, you know, for the next month at least. So that's really exciting too.
Fantastic. That's really, really, really good, especially you're getting the job through Zoom. And I mean, it proves it just works, doesn't it?
It does. It does indeed. Although it was a bit of technical difficulties that I kind of, a bit of you, Mike, but I managed to get through it in the end.
You'd
There's
always
something, isn't there?
You're an intelligent girl, Gretel. You know, you're going to get through this. It's not going to hold you back for long. Now, over in the UK, we're having a lot of protests that are erupting into violence at the end of it. Mm. Is it the same for New York?
It has been the same. I have friends that have been on the scene, you know, in the protests themselves, very peaceful protests. And it unfortunately is a small group of people that did, at least in New York, erupt into looting and things like that. You know, it's like the saying goes, like there's always one that ruins it for the rest.
Totally.
This is such an important cause. New York, for one, they had the curfew set. So we had a curfew at 8 p.m. So they tried to, you know, get everyone home by 8 so that they weren't protesting into the night, because that was what they were seeing. You know, nightfall comes and then there was more violence than there was peaceful protests.
Yeah.
People, you know, some people agreed with the curfew, they went home, some people stayed out, and it only lasted a matter of days. And, you know, the mayor even tweeted saying that he's proud to lift the curfew already, because, you know, New York are a tough crew and that we can peacefully protest and make sure that we get that message out there that needs to be spread without the looting and rioting and things like that.
Well, Gretel, thank you so much. Fingers crossed it all goes well for you and you get more work via Zoom. And if I can, I'll give you another call in another couple of weeks and we'll just catch up again to see how the States are getting on over there.
Of course, it's me, your New York correspondent. Happy to be of service. And I hope it's all going well with the lockdown measures in the UK, and hopefully we'll all soon be out of it and better off for it.